Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and I'm happy to report in this daily editorial we are chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, I know a lot of our listeners are happy to hear from you. We also have a handful of listeners that I think are getting a little tired of your pessimism for the precious metals, but look, I do appreciate the fact that you simply look at the charts. And through November, I was getting some of those comments saying, looks like Doc will be wrong because he said November would be a flat to down month. And it was really just in the last week and a half of trading that the whole bullish narrative for the precious metals, again, was thrown on its head because of the fact that gold worked its way up to about 1880 and then immediately gave up all those gains from the month of November to actually close the month slightly negative. And even more importantly, close the month, again, below that 1800 level. Doc, let's talk about these reversals that we saw in gold, especially just in the last week and a half. What's your takeaway from what the chart is telling you now because of the fact that, again, gold ended November negative after getting off to a fairly good start?
Yeah, Corey, back when we last spoke toward the end of October, I mentioned that the weekly Bollinger Bands were narrowing and prepare for a breakout one way or another. Well, we broke out toward the outside to the upside, and I mentioned that in early November we could probably move higher for a while, and we did. And then I also mentioned back then that there were three levels that for people to look at. First of all, the 20-month moving average of the 20-month Bollinger Bands to watch for a close over that, because we had closed below that, which I said was not good. And if you were looking at a bullish scenario to start the bull market over again, you would have to close over that, and then you'd have to close over 1835, and then 1860 to 1870. Well, guess what? Intra-month, we hit all three of those. And so there was a chance that if we could hold that, we might be in good shape. But as you mentioned, it reversed, and then we closed for the month below the 20-month moving average of the monthly Bollinger Bands again, which turned out to be a negative. Now, the positive news is that we actually closed the month out below the close of October. And because if we closed below that 20-month moving average of the monthly Bollinger Bands, but if we closed above the close of October, I would be even more bearish right now, because we had 2 months of closing higher, but without much strength. So there was not any strength in this move. If you looked at the volume, it was not good. And correspondingly, the stocks did not perform as well on a percentage basis. Some of them did, but the breadth of it was not good at all. But I did also mention back then, in the midst of that rising gold price, that we were starting a bottoming process, and that might seem to have some incongruity with people that I would say that when we were moving up. But, you know, markets do move up sometimes. And in the precious metal markets. But we're starting to see trading ranges in the weekly and in the monthly charts for a lot of these stocks. And that's a positive thing. And especially in the monthlies, where there a lot of those Bollinger Bands are turning laterally, and some are actually turning down and up a little bit. So we're starting a bottoming process here, Corey, and that's positive.
Well, Doc, there's no doubt about it that after that move up from October into November, when it got up to 1880, that it had hit that upper resistance level. And a lot of people wanted to see 1900 or even 1920, 1923 breached before getting real momentum going. But instead, we saw all the levels that were resistance that were supposed to be support fail, that 1836 level, the 1800 round number, the 50-day moving average. But I know you look at a lot of the longer dated charts, and you look at things on different time frames from a longer term investor standpoint. So when you look at the monthly charts now, and you said it's actually less bearish that we closed below October in November, rather than giving it a false hope on weak volume. But when you look at the setup now on the monthly charts, what are you seeing as we move into next year And when you're looking at some of the key indicators that you watch in the charts, what are you seeing on those as we move into 2022?
Well, Shad, what I'd like to do too is I don't just look at the monthlies on the gold and silver charts. What I do is I also go and I look at solid companies that are spitting out cash and they're well run. They've been around a long time. And I look at harbingers of to support what I'm feeling about the precious metal stocks. So let me give you an example. Hecla Mining is one of them. And that chart, and by the way, I owned Hecla in the past. And I also, another good one is Coeur d'Alene. And I owned those and I sold those when they hit the peak and everybody thought during the GameStop period that people were going to push those up higher and kind of do kind of a control on the silver price and squeeze that. And I sold out when we had that spike because I thought it'd be impossible for them to control that like they did individual stocks outside the precious metal area. But I haven't bought them back yet, but I'm getting close. And anyway, you look at the Hecla monthly chart. And the Hecla monthly chart is right now, the price is below the 20-month moving average of the monthly Bollinger Bands. And I'll bet you that we close below that this month. And that on the Hecla chart is not a positive. And that tells me that a well-run company like this, if we start to see that chart damage, is that it supports my feeling that the gold and silver precious metals are going to continue in a bottoming process here for a time being as we head into 2022.
So, Doc, you look at something like Hecla, and Hecla is down over 40% from its highs of just earlier this year. You look at silver or even the silver stock ETFs, they are not down that much, but the ETFs are still down more than silver is this month. Does that mean there's more weakness coming just for the metal, or do you think there's still some significant downside for some of these stocks, taking into account that it's not just silver stocks, it's all precious metal stocks that have been hit quite hard?
A lot of the explorers have just gotten crushed in some of the mid-tier, but now you're seeing it fall over into the into some of the bigger cap stocks like Hecla. Another one is Pan American Silver Corp. If you want to look at another silver company, that's looking really weak here too. And those charts tell me that it still has a ways to fall yet as we move into 2022. So those are the sentinel stocks. I'll look at sentinel stocks of big cap companies that are some of the well-run companies to tell me if the carnage is over yet for the precious metals. Now, having said that, I don't think we're going to get the big down on precious metals like we saw in 2011 and 2012. I don't think we're going to see the percentage moves down that we had back then this time around. So that is a positive thing. But it's like I said a month ago, we're starting the bottoming process here, but it's going to be painful. And the best thing people can do is what we recommend way back on the last time this happened after 2011, 2012, to buy on dips. Don't chase these rallies because we're probably going to be in this bottoming process for a while yet.
Well, Doc, if you believe we're still going to be in the bottoming process for a while, you know, moving into 2022, what will you be looking for on the charts, whether you're looking at an individual company or even the ETFs? What will you be looking for that gives you the confidence to start buying more aggressively? Is there a specific chart indicator or an overlay that you're looking at? Is there a specific moving average? How will you know when it's time for Doc to start buying more aggressively?
Interesting to mention that because I started to buy a little bit this week for the first time. I'll give you a stock I bought a little bit is Fortuna Silver. I think it unjustly got clobbered. I think it has more room to move down here and I'll buy a little bit more. That's just one for instance. But I'll be personally starting to buy more and more of these stocks as we move into the new year. And even this month, if they hit certain parameters. And I'll tell you what I watch now is the fact that so many have moved down. Is what I watch is on the monthly chart is if pricing hits the lower Bollinger Bands on these things, I'll purchase. Now, having said that, when they do that, I'll purchase. But then I watch them very carefully to see if they, if those Bollinger Bands start turning down. But at these levels, normally the Bollinger Bands don't plunge anymore. They just slowly work their way down with pricing, which I think will probably happen this time. And then that's, I just keep buying those stocks that I want to own at these levels, even if they move down a little bit more, because I know that I'm getting at them at prices that in the next year or two will double easily for a lot of these companies, because I feel that we're not going to be in this problem as long as we were in the years after 2011, 2012. So I play off, as an investor, I play off of the lower Bollinger Bands of the monthly charts.
Yeah, it's too bad where it seems like we're constantly looking at the lower Bollinger Bands for some of these stocks. But hey, one day it will. These stocks will get running again and get up to a more bullish outlook and just longer term bullish outlook. But Doc, it really sounds like in summary, the stocks that you're looking at are the more established production companies, these larger miners. Does that just go with the fact that it's been a long pullback now, and when money does come back into the market, it does go into the larger companies first?
Absolutely, Corey. And I've already been able to buy some of the exploration companies that, you know, at really good prices. So now I'm going to start to really focus on the large cap ones that are coming down to hit those Bollinger Bands, those lower Bollinger Bands, because that's when I'll be buying those and hitting them hard in the next 6 months. And I'm stepping up my buying now based on what I just told you. And we're getting close with a lot of these companies, so my buying will step up now.
Okay. Doc, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you for this update. I always appreciate hearing what you have to say on these markets, and really sounds like we're looking into next year and the second half of next year. However, the buying opportunity to get some of these stocks, especially the high quality ones, over the next 6 months, as you've outlined, could be a good one. We just need to see exactly where these markets are going and see what changes as we move into next year. Doc, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again in another few weeks. I hope you have a great rest of your week.